Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Graham Norton Radio Show.
How exciting is this?
With Waitrose.
Over on Virgin Radio.
Up and at 'em, come on, things to do. Don't cheer, you'll just embarrass yourselves. We're not bored of it yet, so it's lovely. There's no stopping them. No stopping them.
The Graham Norton Radio Show.
Oh, there's nothing nicer, is there? Nothing nicer.
With Waitrose. Food to feel good about.
I mean, what's not to like?
Saturday and Sunday from 9:30.
Over on Virgin Radio.
Vassas, over to you.
He's the former England cricket captain, equally at home, smashing bowlers for six and now describing someone else doing it. He's part of the all-star lineup for Talk Sport's coverage of the Tour of India starting at 4 a.m. tomorrow morning. So listen up, folks, because we need to talk about Kevin Peterson.
Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm wide awake. How are you, pal?
No, I've had a long day. Long day. I started my travels from Port Elizabeth in South Africa yesterday, and yes. I eventually ended up in India about 3 hours ago. And so I'm all over the place. I need a day of rest.
Yeah, this and me in your ears is the last thing you need right now.
No, it's okay. It's okay. I enjoyed that song. I really like that song.
So good, it's okay. Good. Travels. A life of travels, being a cricketer, of course. So can you get us in the mood for what's going on with the England cricket team? How are India? How are they starting 2024, both squads? How are you feeling? How's the commentary squad? Give us, if you can be bothered.
Exactly.
Yeah, just Kevin, give us what you can, mate, and I won't keep you long.
It's okay. No, it's fine. I think it's going to be a fascinating series just because England have prepared in a way which they've never prepared before. They've gone to Abu Dhabi and they've gone and done all their work in a different country. And then they've turned up a couple of days here in Hyderabad to take on the mighty India. India don't lose at home. The last time they lost at home was to us in 2012. So it takes some gathering of efforts, some collective effort to beat this Indian team. So I think what will be fascinating, and I haven't seen it yet, is the state of the wicket. I have read reports that there will be a lot of spin bowling. And for the life of me, I can't believe it's not going to spin on day one. So it's just going to be a fun way to watch what is bound to be, as per the commonly used term, baz-ball, an entertaining series. I think it's going to be really entertaining because it's a great place to bat. And if the batters get the license to slog the ball away, let them go and slog it away. I think the point of difference is going to be our spinners to try and figure out and find out if they can bowl the Indians out, because they're wonderful players. They're fabulous players, especially in their home conditions. But that's not to say that this England team, with their new approach, can't go and slog a few and get up on a couple of games.
Yeah, we love baz-ball. I had it written down to talk to you about. You brought it into the conversation sooner rather than later. And sure. Why the heck not? I mean, it may not be here forever, but it's definitely here to stay for the moment, isn't it?
It is. It's Brendan McCullum's approach. He's a very free-spirited cricketer. The way that he played cricket is he's coaching the way that he played. And I've just been spending quite a bit of time with Stuart Broad in South Africa. We've been working on the South African T20 competition. And he was just telling me about the ethos of the dressing room and how free-spirited and free-natured that dressing room is. I mean, the positive option is the only option. There is no negative option at all. If a guy gets out caught on the boundary, like he says, why did you get caught on the boundary? Instead of in good old days, why did you play that shot? It was like, why didn't you hit the ball further? So it's a complete 180 on sort of the type of environments that I used to play in. And it's a breath of fresh air. It's an absolute breath of fresh air. So I think we should applaud it. We should enjoy it. And we're here to watch it. Is it going to work against the Indians in India?
Yeah,
I'm not so sure.
Yeah, but it's going to be entertaining, that's for sure. And you were a one man baseball, trailblazer yourself. I mean, this is right up your street, isn't it, Kevin?
It would have been nice to have played in an environment like this, but I mean, I played that way anyway. I faced the consequences. There were some almighty consequences that I did face, and that's absolutely fine. I played in an era where it was completely different, but this is a new era. And these guys have got the license to go out and enjoy themselves. And it looks like they're all walking around with pink tickets as batsmen to just go and give it a smack. And long may that continue. It'll be fun and exciting. And I'd rather have them caught at long off on the boundary than being bold. But that's not to say that won't happen.
Yeah, and so would the viewers, and so would the advertisers, and so would the future of cricket, and so would all the kids, you know. Yeah. And it's really important. It's throwing punk rock in the middle of this amazing game that was in great danger of eating itself, you know, from the outside in. So it's all good news. But preparing to go to India as a part of a commentary team, part of a coverage team with Talk Sport, which is all the fun. Yes. You're still getting paid to get involved. You're now getting paid to watch cricket. You got paid to play cricket. Clearly, I would imagine being paid to play is always a preference because, you know, that's your true nature. How is it different?
I beg to differ.
All right, good. Well, please do. Go ahead.
Turning up now from South Africa is not having to worry about what the wicket looks like, and not having to worry about conditions, and not having to worry about spin bowlers, and not having to worry about anything else other than my breakfast at the moment and the 7,000 coffees I'm going to have, and no training days and no team meetings. It's way better than being a player.
Fair enough. But I suppose you don't get here without that. I love the fact that's so
true.
You.
That that's
is.
True.
I'm so glad you put me right there. Will you get to play golf or anything whilst you're out there? How will you? Because there's plenty of time, you know, in between tests that you could get into.
I'm going to Dubai between the tests.
Oh, yeah. I thought you might be doing that.
It's only 2.5 hours. It took me, a 2-hour, 10-minute flight this morning. Right. So, yeah. Right. I'll pop across as soon as the last ball's bowled. I'll be on Emirates to Dubai for what could be either 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, or 5 days.
You don't know, do you?
I'll take five.
Okay. Of course you will. How are you, Kevin? How's life? Are you cool?
We're all good. Yes, very good. Thank you. Busy start to the year being in South Africa. We were over in Africa with the family and stuff. Kids went back to school. I've just been in South Africa working the SA20, that new competition in South Africa. I've got a couple of these test matches and then back to the UK. Just need to get out of London in January. I'm a bad weather guy.
No, it's beautiful.
I don't like that weather.
It's beautiful here. I don't know what you've been hearing. It's absolutely gorgeous. It's the best January we've ever had.
Like it.
Kevin, listen, thanks, pal. Thanks for sticking around. I really appreciate it. You always make time for us and I will never not be grateful. Thank you so much.
No, all good. Nice to chat.
Cheers, pal. Kevin Peterson, England versus India cricket on Talk Sport. It's from tomorrow morning at 4 o'clock. It's live, it's exclusive, it's mostly ad-free, and it's going to be awesome. Listen on the Talk Sport app, online on your smart speaker via DAB Digital Radio, and on 1089 to 1053 AM. All good in the cricketing hood. Nice one, Kevin.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Craving some great 80s music? Play Virgin Radio 80s Plus. I want your love. On DAB Digital Radio, on the app, on your smart speaker, and at virginradio80splus.co.uk.
I got my mind set on you.
Even if we're just dancing in the dark.
Love Chris Evans.
Woo!
Love the 80s.
Virgin Radio
80s Plus.
The man is in the house. Vassos, over to you.
When you Google our next guest, the suggested search is not the usual net worth or age or partner. It's teeth. And you have to say the Greek sunshine shows them off at their magnificent best in his new show, Hot Mess Summer, out soon on Prime Video. So please welcome your dentist's favourite celebrity, and let's face it, yours too. It's Ryland Clark.
Good morning, Ryland.
I want Vass to introduce me everywhere.
Yeah, you can take him around with you.
Vass, come and work
keep
for
him
me
as long as you like.
Can I? How are yous?
Very well, mate. This show, oh my gosh, it certainly perked my Tuesday up.
You've actually watched it as well.
I watched episode 1 and 6.
You've done the dirty.
I thought I might as well. You know.
You've missed out in the middle diddle, I tell you.
Yeah, I'll get to the middle diddle, but I thought I'd watch those two. I was going to watch 1, and then I thought I've got to watch 6, see what happens, see where we go with this. It's crazy, man.
It is crazy. I mean, if ever there is a reminder of how old you are, watch this show.
That's the first thing I thought.
Yeah, I'm like 35. I know I'm not basically pensioned yet.
Yeah.
But just going out there, basically we take all these absolute liabilities to Xanti.
Live wire liabilities.
Live wires. They all think they're going on a show called Party Summer.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, sort of 18 to 30 type. Everyone just have a laugh, go out.
Yeah.
I meet them all. And first of all, they're like, why is that Ryland from the telly here? This is crazy. But I'm like, guys, I'm just here. Like, it's like your big brother to have a bit of a laugh. I send them all off on a night out. And they have the best time. All hung over the next day, I sit them down and go, well, that's your last night out in a long while because you're here to work. And then they take over my bar. That's, no more nights out.
It's such a funny conceit, isn't it?
It's really good.
It's,
I love a good
so
lie.
So good. And the funny thing is, you are right about how it makes you feel from a certain perspective, on depending on where you are in life.
Yeah.
But they're sort of 20 to 25, aren't they?
Yeah.
Right. So as a kid, you know, as a younger teenager, they'll also seem quite old as well. Because when you were younger, you know, there was your 16th birthday, wasn't there? It was you coming and turning a teenager was the thing.
You could do the lottery.
Yeah, and then 16 was an age, and then 18 was a big birthday, and then
21.
But 21, you thought, well, basically, you're sort of almost put out to pasture. So for younger viewers, they will seem quite old and in a way, I suppose, experienced and worldly wise.
Very experienced.
To us, we're going, these are barely out of nappies, these kids.
It is so frightening because, I mean, I look back at their age, like I was 20 and I was in the boy band in Ibiza, and literally being out in Greece, we filmed in Zakynthos, that's in Xanti, and being out there, I just was getting all of these flashbacks.
Yeah.
And the way they were talking, I was like, I remember this. And I was just like, I sort of miss it. Like, now I've got responsibilities that I have to worry about.
It's funny. And their conversation is so root one, isn't it?
It is so. But what I love so much about this show is because you think, oh, another show with like kids abroad. No, it's not like that.
Yeah.
You see this change that happens. And it's so interesting. Obviously, we've not given those spoilers. You've seen Ep 6.
Yeah, yeah.
And something happens in episode 6 because obviously there's money at stake. They can win money.
60 grand.
Yeah, 60 grand, which to anyone's a lot of money, but especially someone that age, it's a hell of a lot of money. And something happens in that last episode where even me and the rest of the crew watching live were going, I did not expect that.
Well, I know what you're talking about. And I bet the ranch on something.
I bet you
and
did.
And I was wrong.
Yeah, because episode 6, we did something very different.
Yeah.
People got split.
Yeah.
And it was very interesting to see.
Now, are all episodes available straight off the back?
They are. So, yeah, I think it all drops on the 7th of Feb.
So loads of people are just going to watch it that weekend, I would imagine.
I reckon so. It's binge. It is a binge.
They're
going to
have hot mess summer parties, aren't they?
I mean, I'm fine for a hot mess summer party as long as you invite me.
Yeah. how is that? Because I never did the sort of mainland European party scene. I gave it a good go here, as you probably know.
I think we all remember that.
Thank God you do, because I don't. You see, interesting. But how is it now compared to then? That particular scene.
Now, I mean, like I can only compare to myself, and I never really did that scene. Apart from work. So I was in the band in Ibiza. So I was
Tell us more about that.
I was in a boy band called Forbidden with a Fork, as we were called. Lived in Ibiza for a year. Me and the boys, we did the Take That and Westlife show on the island. So like we were basically Fake That. And we loved it.
I bet you went down so
well. A storm, babe, honestly.
Oh my goodness
me. It was great. But back then, even though it was still about, you know, you've got to look nice and things like that, everyone was just happy with a H&M rosary bead. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
Like, that was the height of it. Now, I mean, you've got to have designer this, these shoes. The shoes are about three times as high.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember we used to walk around in shoes called Flossies that you used to get in La Serenia. They were €7.
Do you remember Flossies, Sinead?
You used to love a pair of Flossies. They're like slip-on plimsolls.
Oh, Flossies,
yeah, yeah,
Vassos?
Yeah.
Love a pair of Flossies.
Come on, you're Greek.
The Ibiza kids out there will know. Halle Sparrow, come on.
What's wrong with you?
But yeah, and it's just now it's... Everyone looks, looking back of when we used to do Ibiza and stuff like that, we looked like kids.
Yeah, yeah.
Now they all look like they could be 40, married and have three kids.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because from an anthropological study point of view, all these shows have got a real sort of reason for being, I think.
Mm.
And if you talking about, you know, you had your H&M rosaries and that was enough, but now they look at, they want to be a composite of all their favourite influencers.
It's everything.
And that's
going to
cost
up.
Them a darn fortune, isn't it?
It really, really does.
Because even the influencers don't have everything.
No.
And they want to sort
no
of...
No one does.
They want to pick a mix and match and...
Yeah, I think we all do that. I mean, I do that. I'll look at someone and go, oh, I like his hair, then I want that hair. Oh, I like this.
Yeah, so but you have to see the person in the street, didn't you? And then, once you'd seen what you liked, if that person was in your town that day or you're in the right club and you saw the right gang, you then have to get up the next day and find out where the shops... It was all much slower, the process. And now it's like faster than a million miles.
That's actually what I loved about this show, because obviously they all come into the experience, the girls dressed up to the nines, you know, wearing their best this, their best that, all go and have their night out. Then the next thing, they're working in my bar and I've got my bar manager Lee, who's like looking after them and keeping them in check.
Yeah.
But they're all in uniform.
Yeah.
So you see all these like guests coming in for what they thought they were going to be doing, basically. Yeah. And it's everyone's on that level playing field. They're the sort of guys, you know, there's eight of them to start with. And they're the sort of guys that you watch and you think, I'm not going to want to like these people.
Yeah.
But you can't help but fall in love with them.
Yeah. And, you know, we're all human and we've all got our stories.
Oh, and
you know.
Believe me, there's a lot of stories on
I
this
know.
Show.
And they come in literally... From my perspective, from outer space, but of course, that's what it's like.
It does feel like
that's what it's like.
But even I was there, I was like, are these kids going to even know who I am? Because they didn't know I was there.
Yeah.
And as they walk around the corner and see me, I thought they'd be like, who's that woman with the beard?
Please say that on all the other interviews you've got to do today. That's so funny.
No, I'm keeping it just for you, Chris.
And this morning, next week, because you're on this morning next week, aren't you? Oh my gosh, there's so much to talk about this show. It's so funny though, because I thought that when I saw you enter, now that you've said it out loud, that's what you've just told me what I was thinking.
Yeah.
I thought, will they know who Ryland is? Because they might be on the cusp of his demographic.
Yeah.
Of course they knew who you were. But I'm thinking, all right, the clock's ticking. Not in a terrible way.
Well, no, but this is what we all, I mean, like my team, everyone in this industry, like, how do we get through to the youth? You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
I'd tell you a story. I remember at my management company years ago, a girl came in, an intern, to audition for a job. I think someone at the management company went through everyone, Ant and Deck, me, Emma, blah, 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 blah. And everyone was, and then she was going, no, I'm not too sure who that is. Not too sure who that is. And then they got to me and went, did he do a TikTok as Nicky Graham? Like, and it was like,
that was
this
enough.
This is what we're dealing with, guys.
Yeah.
This is what we're dealing with. There is a pandemic of the youth.
Yeah.
And we need to tap them up.
And it's ever faster and it's ever more informative, you know. And it was a real lesson for me watching the show yesterday, because I thought, oh, now I get why mums and dads in 1962 were freaking out when their kids were stealing extra pocket money to buy a Beatles single to play on repeat in their bedroom with the door locked.
Mm.
And why mum and dad thought this may be the end of the world.
Yeah.
And because it's all the same. It's all the same.
I've got it. I've got a niece and nephew and they're 23 and 19. And, you know, my niece has got a boyfriend now. My nephew's been with his girlfriend for 2 years. And I'm like, I'm sat here divorced. What's going on? I'm going backwards. What's going on? It's just people are growing up quicker, or we're just getting really old, Chris.
Yeah, well, we are where we are. I think the rate of acceleration is always the same. You know,
I don't know. I think it's a lot faster these days. I didn't look like that at 19.
But that's what our mums and dads said about us, and that's what their mums and dads said about them. That's what I mean by that.
I mean, my mum looks younger now than she's ever done. She's having her teeth done as we speak.
Mine are too yellow.
I can get you a good deal.
Can you? I bet you can.
Well, it depends if you think this is a good deal.
Yeah, it's a great deal. You're amazing, man. You're amazing. But again, from an anthropological point of view, kids. They're not kids. They're young adults.
No, of course.
They're
young
adults.
We say kids because they're
20
younger.
To 25, man.
Yeah.
But they've got so much going on in their heads. What they don't know is what they're really going to... this place for. Yeah. What they also don't know is they've been dobbed in by their mates.
Yeah, it's actually their mates.
Tell us
mates.
About that.
So they're, when I have to reveal to them that last night was their last night out in a long while, there's that blow. Then I tell them they're going to be running the bar and working. There's that blow. And then I say, the reason why you're here is this. And then they all have to sit there, unbeknownst to them, that their friends and family are sitting there going, you know what? We're just fed up with your attitude. You go out on a night out, you ruin every night of ours. So we're sending you here. You need to grow up.
Yeah.
And one of the contestants walked out straight away, disowned all their friends, wanted their phone back to ring them and have a row down the phone. Yeah. So there was that whole chat on camera, like, are you sure you want to leave? Or all right. And you'll have to watch the show to see if they ended up staying. But yeah, at one point we were like, oh God, what if they all walk out? Like,
yeah, yeah.
Well, at least we've got a little holiday in
Germany. By the way, they're not going to walk out.
Listen, when we put some money on the table, they were like, okay, maybe we'll
walk
stick
anyway.
Around and have a look, you know.
And Sinead and I were discussing it earlier. You know, obviously, because of the world we are in nowadays, and there'll be different worlds in years to come, they'll be having this conversation about your contestants will be having this conversation about people their age then as we are
down
now.
Down the line, yeah.
And you can see they've got one eye on the, oh, this is going out in the real world.
Yeah.
This could be my big break. It could be the tipping point of me becoming an influencer. Mm-hmm. It could make, with respect, the prize money seem like small fry compared to when we get out.
Yeah.
And you can see all that going on in their heads as well. So they've got all this sort of commentary on their own performance going on.
And that's what I really enjoyed about it because, you know, I was born out of reality TV.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
started on X Factor and Big Brother. And things like that don't really happen these days that much because we do have now things like social where anyone can be anyone these days. But with the guys, I feel like a few of them did think that in the early episodes. They're like, oh, you know, I'm going to try and keep up the pretense, keep the makeup on all day. Mm-hmm, rah, rah, rah. Oh, by episode 3 and 4, I mean, drown rats, the lot of them.
Yeah.
But that's why I love them. Because they then realise we're not going to earn any money unless we actually clean them toilets, unless we actually get rid of that sick that's on the floor. Like, they were getting down and gritty.
Yeah.
And the best thing about it, we filmed at this amazing place called Karma. It's like a big pool bar. They were amazing. And we had our own bar set up in there. And I felt like Rapunzel. I had like a turret, like at a top. And I'm sitting down just watching over the
a
whole
gun
club.
Tower.
Literally, I was watching over the whole club. I felt like Spielberg because I had my little headset in and I'm just watching them in the bar, just listening to all the conversations, switching between 1, 2, and 3 on the channel.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm hearing everyone's conversation talk about each other and I'm just rubbing my hands together going, yes.
Because of your previous experience and, you know, you are literally worth your weight in gold in this position in a TV show, did you lend any of your knowledge to the production team? Because obviously working on Big Brother, you've been in this situation before. Because just you saying that, your fascination with the various channels, you can see the edit, can't you?
Yeah, oh my God, 100%.
So what did you bring to the programme?
Well, we were really, really lucky. We had an amazing crew.
I'm sure you
did.
The
crew, and I know everyone says that about their shows, half of them don't even know their names, but genuinely, we had a brilliant crew. And because we're all on an island together, we all, that was it, it's your family now, we're all in. And they were great, the crew were fantastic. But yeah, I can't help because I come from inside it.
Yeah.
So like when I worked on Big Brother, I'd go in the house every launch day and just have a little walk about and be like, can you see me here? Because I used to find all the spots where you couldn't be seen when I lived in there. So it'd be things like that. And I would always put my 2 pennies worth in, but listen, I'm just the host. Everyone's like, I'll ignore him.
But there's another show there, isn't there?
Oh God, yeah. There's like, it's like an extras.
Yeah.
It's like a version
of extras.
It's
better than extras.
It very much is.
Because one of my questions was going to be,
I'm
now going to ask it out loud. what am I talking about? The hot mess summer, the twist. You can't do the twist again. The show's got to have a second series, got to have a third series.
Listen, we never bank on anything.
No,
you know what it's like. I would love to
Ryland,
do another
it's
one.
It's got to have another one.
Well, look, I'd love to do another one. However,
needs
I know
twist.
Exactly what you're going to ask.
Because you can't do that again.
Well, you say that. Do you remember Release the Hounds?
Yeah, I do.
Right. So the way that they always marketed that to contestants was it's a new game show. No one really knew what they were signing up for. They'd get there and then, boom, they're getting chased by dogs. It's like, oh, we're on Release the Hounds. How we would probably... there have been discussions.
The dogs give it away.
It's like, oh, there's dogs in muzzles.
It's
we're going to die.
Hounds,
I'm on Release the Hounds. That's literally what it is. And we did have this conversation. And look, no one likes to predict the future. One person might watch this and that'll be it.
No way.
Or 20
no way.
Million people might watch it. Obviously, it is on Amazon Prime on Wednesday the 7th of February.
All episodes available.
All episodes available, dropped. But yeah, there are ways to do it, 100%. And we had a conversation about, would it be in the same bar?
Yeah.
Would it be a different destination?
Yeah.
And now they wouldn't be able to see me straight away because then they'd know.
Yeah.
So it might be a case of put them all in somewhere, they all meet each other, yeah, and then... Right.
Unless you are the lady,
they know.
The lady with the beard.
Yeah,
lady you don't with reveal your identity.
Bearded
for a
lady's
while.
Back. You can hear my teeth chattering as I walk up the drive.
By the way, I'm not going to come empty-handed to the ideas party. So here's an idea.
Right, come on, I want it. Come on, you're Mr. TV. I want to know.
So you have the eight contestants, or however many you want.
Okay,
right?
I've got them.
And they are the bright young hot mess, yeah, potential hot messes.
Exactly what we want.
Right. What the production team don't know.
Oh, the production.
Okay, yeah. What the production team don't know.
Jeopardy.
Is that the eight contestants are, in fact, TV experts.
Right.
And they are themselves producers, right?
Right.
And the twist is...
Go on.
The cameras are on the production team, and the production team are then put in place...
In the situation.
And the contestants take over the show because they can run a TV show.
I mean... I'm fine with whatever as long as I'm getting paid.
you're the umpire regardless.
Babe, at the end of the day, that payment went through before the contract was signed, so yeah. I'm fine.
No. We all know this other show happening. And so wouldn't it be funny to twist
Listen,
it?
I think if we're lucky enough to get a second series, and believe me, the way that TV and streaming is these days, nothing's ever taken granted. But if we were to do it, there are definitely contingencies.
Okay, I'm going to write you, I'll write you a chopping list of 10 things you could
do. How much do you want?
And nothing. Zero.
He says that on air.
No, seriously. I can't. If I'm doing it for money, it won't be like it if I'm doing it for free. I'm either full price or free. And I'm not going to do. I'm not going to insult you with a mate rates offer. I ain't going to charge you full price because you can afford it. So it's got to be for free.
I mean, I would offer you a car, but you've already got the Cinch dealership.
Cinch.co.uk.
We love you, Cinch.
Come on, Avril. January,
you can be
February,
certain.
March,
you've absolutely
Avril.
Cinched it. We mate, love Av.
Yeah, cool, man.
It's
cool.
So weird to be in like studio and it's like Cinch everywhere. I love it. Because last time I was here, I don't think the Cinch deal had been done.
No, but you, I mean, part I of you it. Being here was us getting it over the line. It's
obviously,
great.
Babes, that's what I do.
Good show, good show, good show. Could possibly be, potentially be a great show. We'll see.
Thank you.
All episodes available from the 7th of Feb. It's called Hot Mess Summer.
On
my
Amazon
goodness
Prime.
Me. It's ridic. It's ridic is what it is.
I love it.
Right, before you go.
Go on.
I know you're busy.
No, it's all right. I'll do anything for you.
You're always, not always, every couple of months you're associated with a brilliant animal story.
Oh, can we not? I'm like, honestly, I feel like Noah. I'm going to build an ark. Well, I don't know what's happening. Well, I got attacked by a bat last week.
We don't understand, right, what's going on with you and animals. They're
animals. Neither do I.
Exceptional animals with extreme stories that seem to be almost scripted are attracted to you and find you, usually in Essex, around where you live.
I've had two snakes, a deer on my treadmill, and I got attacked by a bat last week, and I got a pheasant.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
I don't know what's going on.
What's the latest story? It's over here. Somebody gave it
to me. The bat. I got attacked by a bat last week.
Riley Clark has fans in stitches with major freakout after actual bat lands on his hand.
Right. So I open my front
door. Bats don't do humans.
Right. I'm telling you now, I opened my front door, and it was almost like in slow motion. I watched this thing fly, and I was like, what? Is that the next thing was this, and I looked and there was just a bat spread on my hand. It took me 1 second to realize what was going on, and I just went bah! And then it flew away, and then but then I had a little scratch. Can you see that?
Yep.
Everyone's like, you've got to get a rabies shot. I've got a bat scratch. Everyone's like, you've got to get rabies shots. Bernice is here, my makeup, she's at my house all the time. I don't know what it is. One day I drove out of my house, the gate shut, I come back in, as the gates have opened, a deer's run out. I'm like, what's going on? I've looked back on the cameras, a deer has run in as I've drove out, and then because it was summer, I had all my gym undone, like all the bifolds, it was sat on my treadmill. A deer was sat, it wasn't on, but the deer just
hasn't
sat
been on
down
for years, that's why you safe.
Don't even think it's plugged in.
So you scratch my bat and I'll scratch yours.
I'll scratch whatever you want, Chris.
So, but the snakes.
The snakes, now we don't know if it's the same snake or a different snake.
And then didn't you have a car in your pool or something?
A car? No.
I
had a snake in the pool.
No, there was a car in you. Wasn't there a car in your pool?
A car?
An Alan Carr in your pool?
Oh, there was an Alan Carr in my pool. Yeah, sure. Right. I've still got his underwear, actually. I need to text him.
He kept on the show talking about it.
Yeah.
He said he had the best time ever.
It was. I'm surprised he remembers.
And then he woke up the next day and thinking, that was a bit of a night. And then you showed him some video. You're like, oh, dear.
And just at one point, I don't know what happened. It was just, you know, like one of those...
Tequila happened.
Yeah, it was like me, it was Alan, Davey was there, Angelica Bell. Like, we just had a just random casual night.
Tequila.
And then the next thing I remember is that we went from the pool and then the hot tub and then everyone went. And then the next morning I was like, whose underwear is this? Yeah. Like, I mean, it's exactly the showbiz night you want.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, I did have an Alan Carr in the pool. He lost his glasses 3 times.
He came out, he thought it was the funniest. He said it was one of the best nights. It was a tequila night though, wasn't it?
It was a terrible night. Yeah.
Awesome. So you're off here, you're doing some more talks.
Yeah, so full press day today. I fly away in a couple of weeks, so I have to get everything done.
And then next week you're going on Your Beloved This Morning.
I am going back to This Morning for a week.
Okay, when, is the new, have the new team taken over this morning yet? Has that happened?
Not yet.
When does that happen?
I don't know. Listen, everyone keeps asking me. I genuinely wish I could tell you, but...
It's all confirmed, isn't it?
One, I don't care. I'll just go in and go home.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm having a lovely time.
By the way, I don't care either.
Is it confirmed?
I don't know. I don't know. I thought it was confirmed.
I don't know.
And then you're off to do something else.
Off to do something else.
What is it you're doing next? What can you... Give
just
us a clue.
Just a show in...
Whereabouts in the world is it?
I'm going to Colombia.
Oh, great.
I've never been to Colombia.
Nice.
So I'm going to be on a little island there. And imagine Love Island.
Yeah.
But they're all naked.
Okay.
And I'm fine with it.
Great.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I mean, at one point, I did think I'd have to be. So, I did offer. But...
So there's not as much of a costume budget. So already you're saving money there.
No, I think instead of strip teases, it'll be strip teasing, putting clothes on.
Clothes back on?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But another island.
Another island. Babe, listen, call me Judith Chalmers. I don't care no more. He's single. He can go where he wants. That's what he's doing. So I'm flying out to do that show. That's for later on in the year. And then in a couple of weeks' time, I think it's on the 13th, I've done actually like quite a serious doc.
Good for you.
What was BT Sport, TNT Sport now, and it's called Homophobia and Football and Me.
Oh,
so it's obviously
you.
I'm a big West Ham fan, and yeah, just spoke to a load of players and stuff about how the game is, and that was really fun actually.
That's
really
amazing.
And really interesting. That some of the people I met.
You're going from strength to strength, Rylan.
I'm just cheap, Chris.
You're not cheap. I'm sure you're not cheap. You're
actually, no, I'm
but
not.
You have it's funny because you do have that. You have the air of you have a frothy air about you, but you have a really deep soul, which is why people connect with you, which is why I connect with you, which is why we love having you around.
I love coming
when
in
you walks when you don't know this, but when you left the show last time you came in, literally people were fainting behind you.
Is it the aftershave?
Probably.
Right.
But there was something else going on as well. because you do have the... People are very, very taken with you.
Do you know what? I just... obviously, when I came in and spoke, like you spoke, like obviously I got quite ill at a point where I had some time off work. And when I came back to work, all my jobs were still waiting for me.
Yeah.
And that's just because I've never been an idiot to people.
Yeah.
I don't care whether you're my runner or the commissioner. You know, treat everyone the
same.
Where
does that come from? Your mum?
Probably.
Sorry, I answered the question for you then.
No, but I suppose, yeah, it has. Just the way I've been brought up. I've just been brought up, like, don't be an idiot to people.
Mm.
And just because you're the one that everyone's running around after.
Yeah.
But, I mean, my runners at Big Brother, I used to go and make them drinks. Like, you know, don't be... I've nearly said a terrible word on the radio, but just don't be an idiot. And just be nice to people.
Right.
And there's a lot that ain't.
Don't there? Be a
we
douche.
All know
don't
them.
Be a douchebag.
Don't be a douche. There's too many in this industry.
Mate, it's great to see you.
It's always a pleasure.
You are always welcome.
Keep cinching it, Chris.
I'll keep cinching it. We definitely need the number of your dentist. Because my teeth are as yellow as yours are white. I don't really get that. Vassos is somewhere in between, aren't you, Vassos?
No.
Good set of gnashes.
I used to whiten them. I used to have a
You've
thing.
Got a lovely set of teeth.
Yeah, I used
they're
to...
straight.
Yeah, they are straight.
Do you have Invisalign or something?
No, but...
It's the Greek
in a bit. They're going a little bit brown.
Bit of brown.
So, yeah. Ozzy, Nick and I used to have these stickers that you put on. You like, leave them on for
like
an
the
hour.
Like the Colgate strips.
Yeah, exactly that.
You've
and
you've got a lovely set of teeth, Chris.
He's actually quite a nice fella, to be honest.
Handsome.
He's disappointingly
Calimera.
Nice.
Calimera.
He's annoyingly Calimera. Nice. Mm. All right, Rylan Clark. Okay, Rylan, off you go. You're a very busy boy. All episodes available for Hot Mess Summer from the 7th of Feb on Prime Video.
On Prime Video UK.
Prime
Amazon.
Video UK. All right, thanks so much.
Love music? Love interviews with lovely musicians? Search Virgin Radio UK on YouTube to find brilliant album specials with some of the shiniest lights on our playlist, including George Ezra.
It won't be like this forever, so just enjoy it while it's here. It's a really wonderful thing.
And James Bay.
It's about me. It's about my relationship with Lucy. It sums up so much of what went into writing this whole album. We're all works in progress. I still don't necessarily know who I am.
And Depeche Mode's Dave Gahan remembering the late, great Andy Fletcher.
I'll be honest with you, the first thought that came in my head was, I wish I'd been a bit kinder.
Watch all that and more at youtube.com/Virgin Radio UK.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.